I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's been nearly 4 months since revolution began to sweep across the Arab world. It began in mid-December in the Tunisian town of Sidi Bouzid. A street vendor named Mohamed Bouazizi became frustrated by poverty and government corruption. He set himself on fire in protest. That act inspired demonstrations that toppled the longtime dictator, Ben Ali, a month later. Bouazizi became a hero in death. But as Megan Williams reports, his family in Sidi Bouzid is still suffering.
Inside a dim hallway off a small courtyard, Manoubia Bouazizi sits remembering her son, Mohamed. Mohamed never harmed a soul, she says. He never even spent a night away from home. He's still so dear to my heart, and I miss him. Beside her is her husband, Mohamed's stepfather. He reaches into his breast pocket and pulls out Mohamed's cell phone, which buzzes slightly. The plastic casing is blistered from the heat of the flames that engulfed Mohamed. Mohamed was a 26-year-old who never finished high school. He sold fruit because he couldn't find another job. In December last year, he set himself on fire after a town official slapped and spit at him, and then pushed over his fruit cart and seized his scales. Mohamed didn't have a permit to sell, and he refused to pay a bribe. The pain Manoubia and her family are now suffering isn't only from losing Mohamed. They say they now feel isolated from their community.
I lose my son and then people start spreading rumors about us. How I'm in the newspapers, how I'm getting money from the government, how journalists who come to visit are paying us.
Manoubia concedes the military did give her $15,000 in compensation for her son's death. But she says she's never been paid for an interview. In the next room, Mohamed's little brothers are glued to a computer screen, playing a virtual soccer game. The computer was a gift from a local internet company, an item the Bouazizi family could never afford themselves. That, and the government cash payment, are part of what's caused the envy of the neighbors. The boys and Mohamed's 16-year-old sister show me their favorite online images.
Who's that?
Ben Ali and Leila.
Oh, my goodness. Ben Ali's head is on a donkey, and his wife is riding the donkey.
Political caricatures of Arab dictators and images of their brother, now a hero, his face photoshopped onto Tunisian money and made into Obama hope posters. A few doors down, 26-year-old Nejed Garbi flips through a photo album with pictures from a wedding. He shows me one of Mohamed, smiling with his hands mid-clap. Garbi grew up with Mohamed, and he agrees with Mohamed's mother, Manoubia, that neighbors are now jealous, and not just because of money. He says he hears people say that Mohamed didn't really start the revolution and that he set himself on fire not as a political act, but because he was emotionally unbalanced. Back out on the street, a couple of Mohamed's young cousins make their way home from school. 15-year-old Fatih Bouazizi says for the kids in the family, things will never be the same. There's no future, he says. He's happy about the revolution, but when he thinks about Mohamed, he says that happiness slips from him. Or, as his older cousin Allah puts it, it's an incomplete happiness. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Sidi Bouzid, Tunisia.